今天早上的经文取自以西结书第十八章第二十一节开始。
The scripture today is from Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 21 to 32.But if a wicked person turns away from all the sins they have committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, that person will surely live. They will not die. None of the offenses they have committed will be remembered against them. Because of the righteous things they have done, they will live. Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Sovereign Lord? Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? But if a righteous person turns from their righteousness and commits sin and does the same detestable things that a wicked person does, will they live? None of the righteous things that person has done will be remembered. Because of the unfaithfulness they are guilty of and because of the sins they have committed, they will die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear, you Israelites, is my way unjust? Is it not your ways that are unjust? If a righteous person turns from their righteousness and commits sin, they will die for it. Because of the sin they have committed, they will die. But if a person turns away from the wickedness they have committed and does what is just and right, they will save their life. Because they will consider all the offenses they have committed and turn away from them, that person will surely live, they will not die. Yet Israelites say, the way of the Lord is not just. Are my ways unjust, people of Israel? Is it not your ways that are just, they are unjust? Verse 30. Therefore, you Israelites, I will judge each of you according to your own ways, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent, turn away from all your offenses, then sin will not be your downfall. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and new spirit. Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent and live.
今天我的题目命为既往不咎的神。
The title of today's sermon is The God That Lets Bygones Be Bygones.
既往不咎的意思呢，就是把过去的事情就已经过去了，就不必再去追究。
To let bygones be bygones is to let go of past issues and not to pursue it any further.
所以既往不咎的意思呢，就是对于那些愿意认错的人呢，我们加以宽容，加以赦免。
To let bygones be bygones is to be tolerant of others when they are willing to admit that they are wrong.
所以我把今天的题目命为既往不咎的神呢，因为今天的经文就是如此的形容。
I've titled this sermon, The God That Lets Bygones Be Bygones, simply because it has been mentioned in the Bible.
这里说，恶人若回头离开所做的一切罪恶，谨守我的一切律例，行正直和合理的事，他必定存活，不至死亡。
Verses 21. But if a wicked person turns away from all the sins they have committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, that person will surely live, they will not die.
22节就提到为什么，他说因为他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，所行的义就必存活。
Verse 22. None of the offenses they have committed will be remembered against them. Because of the righteous things they have done, they will live.
这段经文呢，这里就讲得非常清楚了，他说过去的是过去，现在的是现在。
The passage states very clearly that the past is in the past and the present is in the present.
一个人不管以前犯过什么样的错，只要愿意过新的生活，过正直的生活，神就不会因为以往的事而责怪他。
No matter how much wrongdoing a person has made in the past, as long as he's willing to repent and lead a new lifeGod will not punish that person.
同样的，如果一个人不管以前做过多少的好事，如果现在呢他已经离开了这条路，然后行的是恶人的行为呢，神就会以他现在恶人的行为来审判他。
Likewise, it doesn't matter how much good a person has done in the past. If the person is sinning at present, then God will punish him.
如此看来呢，神的审判，定我们看的时候就说，哎。他果然没有所谓的积功德的这样的一个理论。
From this, we can see there's no such thing as an accumulation of merits.
当一个义人变成恶人的时候呢，以前所谓的多少的功德呢，这都算不了什么。
If a good person becomes wicked, it does not matter how much good he has done in the past.
另一方面呢，我们看到在神的审判里面呢，也同样没有所谓的罪不可赦的事情。
On the other hand, in God's judgment, we can see there's no such thing as an unforgivable sin.
只要一个人愿意悔改，神呢就会以他新的生活、新的行为呢、新的生命来审判他。
If one is willing to repent, God will judge the person based on present behavior.
这样的神学也许对我们多年的基督徒来说呢，是显得非常理所当然的。
For most of us who have been Christians for a long time, such a theological concept would seem to be a given fact.
神是既往不咎的神。
God's a God that lets bygones be bygones.
当我们接触到福音的时候呢，我们就已经了解，只要我们愿意在神的面前悔改，神呢就会饶恕我们一切的过犯。
When we approach the gospel, we believe that as long as we are willing to submit ourselves before the Lord in repentance, He will forgive our past sins.
而当我们对这个福音更加明白的时候呢，我们就发现说，哎，只要我们的生命是披上基督的生命，神就会以基督的义算为我们的义。
As we understand the gospel deeper, we realize that our lives are fully submitted to the Lord, and we are then made righteous in His eyes.
这就是我们非常熟悉的神学。
This is the concept that we are familiar with.
这也是我们一贯的教导。
And it's something that's consistent with everything that we've been taught.
可是对当时候的以色列人来说呢，他们并不是这样子认为的。
However, the Israelites had a very different opinion.
他们正在面临神的审判，而他们的看法却不一样。
The Israelites were facing God's judgment had a very different approach.
他们认为说，当时候一切的这个遭遇呢，都是所谓命定的。
They felt that all the trials and tribulations they faced were all fated.
他们认为说，因为是以前上一代前人的这个罪恶，所以导致他们现在所遭受的一切的祸害。
They felt that their problems were all caused by wrongdoings of people before them.
那他们因为这些前人所上一代所累积的这种种的祸根呢，他们要逃也逃不掉，甩也甩不掉。
They felt that the sins of the past caused present suffering, and there's nothing they could do about it.
他们认为说，他们就必须承受这一切的恶果。
They felt that they had to bear these consequences.
这就是他们的命运。
They believe that this was their fate.
所以他也因为这样子呢，他们就会认为说，哎呀，神就是这样子的来审判我们。
Because of this, they believe that God was punishing them.
他们也因为这样子呢，他们就来埋怨说，哎呀，这样的神呢是不公平的。
And because of this, they're complaining that God's judgment was unfair.
为什么神会把别人的过犯放在自己的身上呢
？Why would God place someone else's sins onto them?
And 而且既然神如果要纪念过去的错，那为什么他又不去纪念过去的好呢？
If God remembers the sins of the past, why doesn't He remember sins of the good things that are done in the past?
为什么不纪念亚伯拉罕的好
？Why do you not remember good things that Abraham has done?
为什么不纪念大卫的好
？And of David?
为什么不纪念所罗门的好
？And Solomon as well?
为什么神不会因为以前跟以色列有这个约而就赦免一切的罪呢
？Why didn't God remember the agreement of the Israelites and save them from all the judgment?
为什么神不会因为以前所立下的这个约而就救赎他们脱离这一切的审判呢
？Why didn't God remember this and save them from all judgment？
所以他们就认为神是不公平的。
That's why they think that God was an unfair God。
对于以西结如此的回复呢，我们相信他们的神学是完全错了。
Ezekiel has a response to this, and we believe that what the Israelites believed in were incorrect。
以西结说他们完全不了解神的心。
They did not fully understand God's intention。
他说耶和华这么说死人死亡岂是我喜悦的吗不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗
Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked declares the sovereign Lord Rather am I not pleased when they turn away from their ways and live
第三十二节又说耶和华说我不喜悦那死人之死所以你们当回头而存活
Verse 32 For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone declares the sovereign Lord Repent and live
所以神很清楚地表明他自己的心愿而他的心愿是不希望恶人死亡
Now God made it very clear that he did not enjoy the death of a sinner
所以呢神如果是神的话他就必须是一个既往不咎的神
If God is like this then we can see that he is a God that lets bygones be bygones
当然公义的神呢是绝对不会让罪人去逍遥法外的
A fair God will not let a sinner go scot-free
可是如果恶人他愿意改变他的生命神呢就会既往不咎因为神的心愿是不希望看到他们死
However if a person is willing to repent God will forget the past Because God's intention is not to let the person die, but to let him live.
神的心愿是愿意他们有生命。
God's intention is to let the person have life.
所以他们就说，哎呀，神是不公平的。
The Israelites accused God of being unfair.
可是神却说，明明是你自己不公平。
But God said that the Israelites were being unfair instead.
这些以色列人行恶，可是他们却不愿意悔改。
The Israelites were sinners, but yet they were unrepentant.
他们却要神因为他们的祖先亚伯拉罕啦、大卫啦，所立下的约呢，跟他们网开一面。
They wanted to be spared based on what Abraham and David had achieved.
所以他们就神就问他们说：“这公平吗？”
God asked them, "Is this fair?"
明明是他们自己犯罪受到审判。
It's clear that they were being punished because of their sins.
可是神呢？可是呢，他们却说神是因为他们上一代所犯的罪来审判他们，他们是很无辜、很无奈的。神就问他们：这样是公平的吗？
Yet they want to be spared based on the good that was done by people before them. God asked them whether this was fair.
以西结就告诉他们，神才是真正公平的。
Ezekiel told Israelites that God was fair.
一人做事，一人当。
We have to be responsible for our own acts.
他们是可以离开上一代的恶行的。
They can leave behind the sins of the earlier generations.
他们甚至可以卸下他们自己过这个罪恶的过去。
They can also forget the past sins and start afresh.
他们是可以重新再来的。
They can start afresh.
只要他们愿意改变生命，追求公义，神就可以既往不咎。
As long as they're willing to repent in righteousness, God will forgive them.
And let bygones be bygones.
Go let bygones be bygones.
而让这个恶人呢，因为悔改就可以重新得到新的生命。
So as long as the sinners have a heart to repent.
这就是神的心意。
That is God's intention.
对于这样的一个既往不咎的神。
For such a God that lets bygones be bygones.
我想提出四个回应。
I have four responses to this.
这四个回应呢，我把它简称为恢回悔会。
The four responses to this would be to revive, to return, to repent, and renew.
第一呢，是恢复的恢。
The first response is to revive.
今天的经文呢，提醒我们，我们身体有身体的健康，我们的灵命也有灵命的健康。
The passage today tells us that we have physical health, and we also have spiritual health.
身体的健康当然就取决于我们的饮食，我们吃什么。
Our physical health depends on our diet.
可是我们灵命的健康呢，就取决于我们的行为。
But our spiritual health depends on our daily behavior.
我们的基督徒，我们作为基督徒呢，有时候呢，只强调这个信心。
As Christians, we sometimes focus only on faith.
我们认为说，当审判的时候呢，在神的审判的时候呢，就是只有信主跟不信主的分别。
We think that when it comes down to judgment, it just boils down whether or not we believe in God.
可是呢，灵命的健康跟你我的行为呢，其实也是同样分不开的。
In actual fact, our spiritual health is inseparable from our behavior.
所以在三十节呢，神就说：“以色列家，我必按你们个人所行的来审判你们。”
In verse 30, Ezekiel says, "Therefore, Israelites, I will judge each of you according to your own ways," declares the Sovereign Lord.
义人的行为呢，就会带来生命。
The acts of a righteous man will result in life.
而恶人的行为就会带来死亡。
And the acts of a sinner in death.
行恶的人呢，就当然就难逃死亡了。
A sinner will obviously be unable to escape death.
其实这个这个行为跟生命与死亡的这个联系呢，在箴言书里面多处都有提到。
This concept of sinning and death has repeatedly been mentioned in the book of Proverbs.
我们看箴言书第十一章这边说：恒心为义的必得生命。追求邪恶的必致死亡。
In Proverbs chapter 11 verse 19, truly the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death.
十二章又说，在公义的道上有生命，歧路之中必无死亡。
Chapter 12 verse 28, in the way of righteousness there is life; along that path is immortality.
二十一章又说，那些用诡诈之舌求财的，也就是用邪恶的方法得到钱财的， 就是自己取死。
21 verse 6, a fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare.
20, 然后他继续又说，追求公义仁慈的就必寻得生命公义和尊荣。
21 verse 21, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity and honor.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们吃东西的时候呢，我们会小心翼翼。
Brothers and sisters, we are careful when we eat because we,
我们知道我们吃什么的，吃什么呢，就会得到什么样的结果。
That's because we know the consequences of eating something.
今天也让我们来想想我们灵命的健康。
Let us today think about our spiritual health.
因为什么样的行为就会有怎么样健康的灵命。
That's because our spiritual health depends on the sort of behavior we have.
我们的行为如果偏离了这个公义的道路，就会失去生命。
If our behavior causes us to stray, then we lose our life.
所以今天呢，第一就让我们学习来恢复我们的生命。
Our first response is the revival of our spiritual life.
所以呢，因为恒心为义的就必得生命。
Truly the righteous attain life.
所以我们第一个回应呢，就是要以公义的行为来恢复我们的灵命。
Our first response is a revival of our spiritual life through righteous behavior.
可是可能你就会问了，那公义的行为那又是什么呢？
Perhaps you might be asking, what constitutes righteous behavior?
其实答案是非常简单的。
The answer is rather simple.
公义，我们的公义呢，就是建立在神的公义上。
Our righteous behavior is based on God's righteousness.
所以公义的行为就是神看为公义的行为。
Righteous behavior is based on God's perception of righteousness.
所以如果我们不认识谁是神，
If we do not know who God is,
我们又怎么知道什么是公义呢？
How can we know what righteousness is?
我们要以神待人的方式来对待人。
We have to treat people the way that God treats everyone.
我们要以神审判的标准来衡量自己。
We use God's criteria for judgment to measure ourselves.
我们当然就要以神的旨意来改变这个世界。
And to follow His will in changing the world.
所以，如果你要知道什么是公义，你就要认识神。
Hence, to know what righteousness is, we have to know God.
所以我们第二个回应就是要回转向神。
Hence, our second response today is to return to God.
我们要不断地重新来认识他。
And not to stop knowing Him over and over again.
我们第一个回应谈的呢，是我们灵命的健康。
We talked about spiritual health.
我们现在要来谈的就是我们灵命的方向。
Now we talk about our spiritual direction.
有的时候我们信主多年后呢，我们以为说我们已经早就已经离开那个死亡的道路，我们现在已经是在这个生命的道路上了。
Sometimes, after we have believed in God for many years, we start to think that we have avoided eternal death.
And we are on the road of life. 所以呢，我们就以为说，哦，我们现在我们的灵命呢，现在是可以已经自动驾驶了。
Through this, we perceive our spiritual life to be on autopilot mode.
哦，我们不用看，我们不用管呢，我们继续会在这条道路上走。
We do not need to look or care, and we know that we're on the correct path.
我们可能以为说我们的这个属灵生命只在乎那一次我们决志信主的那个决定，过后呢就可以不断的这样子的自动驾驶。
And we think that our spiritual life depends on one single decision to follow God, and the rest will be on autopilot.
我们只要这样继续自动驾驶呢，就会自动到达这个目的地。
And eventually we'll just reach the destination.
弟兄姐妹，当我们赛跑的时候
，Ladies and gentlemen, when we are in a race,
当我们
Brothers and sisters.
Yes.
当我们赛跑的时候
，We're running a race.
当我们驾车的时候
，When we're driving a car.
我们绝对不会如此粗心，对不对
？Now we do it with extreme care.
我们一定会说，我们的方向到底走跑到哪里了，驾到哪里了
？We'll care about our direction and how we reach our destination.
可是对我们的这个灵命的方向，我们会如此大意吗？
When it comes to our spiritual direction, can we be careless at all?
当我们想一想的时候，我们在这个漫长的生命道路上的时候，是如此多的引诱。
This is especially true in our daily lives when we are faced with countless temptations.
我们又听到如此多似是而非的信息。
When there are so many conflicting messages,
我们怎么知道我们在走的时候仍然是在这个正确的道路上，这个方向还是对的呢？
How will we know whether or not we are in the right direction?
其实我们灵命的方向是要不断随着我们生命的改变，不断的调整自己的。
In our spiritual direction, we have to lead a life of constant adjustments.
我们要不断寻求亲近神。
Where we have to continually seek His comfort.
不断的继续来认识他。
And to know Him.
然后不断的回转，回转，再回转。
And to return and return and return back to Him.
这个跟随耶稣呢，就是这个就是一个跟随耶稣的功课。
This is a lesson of following God.
然后我们要不断跟随的时候呢，我们就要小心，不可以马虎。
This is a task that we cannot take very lightly at all.
有时候我们走路的时候，哎，看美女，不小心就会撞到柱子。
You sometimes run into the post when you're looking at pretty girl.
有时候驾车，哎，刚才没有车祸，看自己也撞车了。
And you meet an accident yourself when you're observing one while driving.
所以我们对于我们灵命的方向，同样要时时警惕。
Therefore, we have to alert ourselves about our spiritual direction.
如果我们迷失了，那我们现在就要尽快回来，回转，回转，再回转。
If we find that we have lost our way, we have to return immediately.
所以第一，我们谈到的是灵命的健康。
We have firstly talked about spiritual health.
第二，我们谈的是灵命的方向。
And then we talked about spiritual direction.
最后我要谈，第三，我要谈的是这个灵命的态度。
The third point we have is about spiritual attitude.
我们第三个回应呢，就是要学习悔过的悔，悔改的悔。
The third response is about repentance.
神借着以西结二十七节这里说，再者，恶人若回头离开所行的恶，行正直合理的事，他必将生命、性命救活了。
Verse 27, God spoke through Ezekiel, but if a wicked person turns away from the wickedness they have committed, and does what is just and right.They will save their life.
二十八节说，因为他思量，回头离开所行的一切罪过，就必定存活，不至死亡。
Verse 28, because they consider all the offenses they have committed and turn away from them, that person will surely live. They will not die.
这句话当然那个重点呢，就看到他两次提到这个要回头离开。
In these two verses, other than emphasis on turning away, there are two other points to note.
我们呢还有两个重点。
There are two points to note.
第一个重点呢，他这里说他必将自己的性命救活了。
The first is that they will save their life.
所以呢，救恩呢，我们当然知道是属于耶和华的。
Even though salvation belongs to the Lord.
我们也知道救主呢是主耶稣基督。
And even though the Lord is the Savior.
可是在这里很清楚的，这个救活自己的这个决定呢，要来自个人本身。
The decision to save oneself lies in the individual.
当然，一个人可以靠亲人、朋友的劝勉。
A person can rely on his friends and relatives.
他可以靠神呢，感动他，为他开路。
Or you can rely on God's provision of opportunities.
可是，若不是自己真心愿意悔改、悔过呢，那也不能改变什么。
But if a person cannot repent, then nothing will change.
所以，个人要先自己救自己。
Each individual has to save himself.
这就是我们看到的第一个重点。
That's the first point.
在这段经文里面还有第二个重点呢，就是思量两个字。
The second point is about the word consider.
一个人要清楚知道自己的情况。
Every individual has to be clear about his own situation.
所以他要思量，他要想。
He needs to consider.
什么是恢复灵命的健康的这个公益的行为是什么？他要想。
He needs to know constitutes good behavior. He needs to know correct direction to God and the path that strays away from God.
No. He needs to know what are the righteous deeds that allows him to revive his life. 然后他也要知道什么是死亡的道路。
And he has to be clear about the path to death.
他要知道什么样是回转神的方向。
He has to know the correct direction to God.
然后他要知道什么是离开生命源头的那个邪门歪道。
And the path that leads him to stray away.
所以他就必须思量这一切。
He needs to think about all these.
然后他要必须将自己的生命救活了。
He needs to consider everything in order to save his own life.
这就是愿意悔改、愿意改变的一个态度。
This is a desire to change one's attitude.
而这是一个愿意自己重新开始的一个决心。
And this is a decision to start afresh.
我们必须明白，我们的灵命不是命定的。
Our spiritual lives are not fixed.
我们可以抛开这个历史的包袱。
We can put aside our past burdens.
我们甚至可以抛开自己的过去。
And to put aside any past mistakes.
在这里的重点呢，就是是否我们有这个悔过。悔改的心。
The important thing is whether or not we have a genuine heart of repentance.
你也许会说，牧师啊，我是很愿意的。
Perhaps you might say, dear pastor, I'm willing.
可是我做不到。
But I'm incapable of doing so.
所以在这里呢，我想分享第四个回应。
And hence, I'd like to bring up the fourth response.
我们除了需要这个悔过的心，我们还需要一颗慧心。
Other than repentance, we also need a heart of renewal.
A renewed heart.
Renewed heart.
这个慧心呢，原本用 的用词呢，是在佛教用的，它就是说一个认识真理的心。
Now this is a concept that was originally used in Buddhist teachings.
它就是指的就是哦，我是可以是一个可以认识真理的心。
A concept that allows us to know
the truth.
The truth.
Okay. 所以呢，我们基督徒呢，其实同样也需要这样的一个慧心。
As Christians, we can also apply this concept.
我们也需要认识知道这个真理。
We also have a desire to know the truth.
可是我们靠的并不是自己来参透。
But as Christians, it's not based on our own opinions.
不是 own opinion, 不是 based on enlightenment, 不是。也不是靠别人来点化我们。
And not reliance on others.
我们靠的呢是神自己来更新我们的心。
But on reliance on God in renewing our hearts.
所以在三十一节这里说，你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，做一个新心和心灵。
Verse 31 it says, rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and a new spirit.
不过呢，以西结呢，其实在别的经文里面呢，都有提到，我们也有讲过这样的一个新心跟心灵。
However, Ezekiel had already explained this renewed heart.
所以在第十一章他说，我要使他们有一个合一的心，我也要将心灵放在他们里面，重新又从他们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给他们一个肉心。
Chapter 11, verse 19, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them.I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh.
二十节说，使他们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God.
三十六章说，我要赐给他们一个新心，将心灵放在他们里面，又从他们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.I remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
我要将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守我的典章。
And I'll put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
所以我们不但需要这颗慧心，一颗认识真理的心。
Hence, we not only need a renewed heart, a heart for knowing the truth.
我们也需要神所赐的这个慧灵，一个真正能够明白真理、顺从神的道的灵。
We also need God to provide a spirit for renewal to enable us to know the truth and follow His will.
我们不单是需要这个慧眼能够看清真理。
We need an eye for renewal to see the truth.
我们也需要作为这个基督徒呢，我们也需要一个慧耳，能够把神的话听进去。
And we need a listening ear for renewal so that we can listen out for God's word.
因为我们人所做不到的呢，神可以使凡事都做得到。
Because what we cannot accomplish as man, we can do so with God.
所以今天呢，我们看到有这四个回应。
In conclusion, we have four responses.
恢复我们的生命。
To revive our lives.
我们要回转向神。
To return to God.
我们要悔过悔改。
To repent.
我们也需要这颗慧心慧灵。
And a renewed heart and spirit.
让我们真的是靠着这一切，我们能够活出一个新的生命。
We're relying on this, that it will enable us to live a new life.
我们来祷告。我们在天上的父，主，我们满心感谢你，因为你是愿意我们有生命的。你不愿意看到 恶人死亡，你愿意我们都来到你面前得着这个新的生命。今天早上我们恳求主，你赐给我们这个新心和心灵，叫我们真的是能够改变我们的生命。祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。 Let's respond to God's word.